With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It is his United Nations swan song, President Biden addressing the UN General Assembly this morning.
The annual speech to world leaders at the UN gives American presidents a global stage to promote and tout their foreign policy. And Joe Biden is expected to do that with an eye toward his legacy. But the president's speech and the UN General Assembly come at a time of continued war in Eastern Europe and escalating tensions in the Middle East. Two key goals of the Biden White House remain unresolved: Ukraine defeating Russia and reaching a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The small southwest Pennsylvania borough of Smithton, population roughly 400, hosted a VIP the other day.
Early voting begins in Pennsylvania over the next 2 weeks, and we need each and every one of you to go out. Just don't take anything for granted. We have to win Pennsylvania.
Former President Trump hearing the hopes and fears of small-town people, including farmers, who say they have been watching their way of life slip away in recent years. Now that she is running for president, Biden border czar Kamala Harris may actually visit the southern border. That's according to sources referenced by CNN and the New York Times. Also at SRNNews.com, heads up for Florida. There's a storm brewing in the Caribbean that could become a major hurricane, and it may hit Florida's Gulf Coast by Wednesday afternoon or Thursday. Forecasters say the impact may be felt from the Tampa area north to the Big Bend and the Panhandle. Running for their lives, thousands of people are fleeing southern Lebanon as Israeli airstrikes target Hezbollah rocket launchers, often based among civilians. And some more U.S. troops may soon be headed to the Mideast. On Wall Street, the Dow 45 points higher. This is SRN News. Fans of the popular Christian television series The Chosen descended on Orlando, Florida this past weekend. About 6,000 of them participated in what organizers called ChosenCon 2024. Actors, writers, and series creators intermingled for in-person conversations and workshops. During a break in the sessions, SRN News asked attendees what impressed them most about the event.
It's been surprising. Like, we'll just be in line at Starbucks, and all of a sudden, John the Baptizer walks by, or Lazarus walks by. It's just, and they've been really nice.
Particularly delighted to see people's response gathering together from all over the country or the world. Vibrancy and the energy and the dynamic people seem to attach to the biblical story.
I like them to know that they are making an impact, spreading the gospel, and that's what we want.
The Chosen's fifth season will be released early next year. Tomorrow, we'll hear from Dallas Jenkins, creator of the worldwide biblical phenomenon. This is SRN News. Hoping to end a strike by its workers, an aerospace giant lays a new offer on the table.
Boeing is offering higher pay to striking workers, but insisting they get back on the job quickly. Boeing has rolled out what it calls its best and final offer to get more than 30,000 striking machinist workers who assemble aircraft back to work. Those on the picket line in Washington State expressed their desire last week to end the nearly two-week-old walkout.
We all want to get back to work, and we all want to be the Boeing family that we always have been.
Boeing says the new offer is contingent on union members ratifying the contract by Friday night. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Oregon elections officials say they've removed more than 1,200 people from the state's voter rolls after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were registered to vote. More details, SRNNews.com.